we're beginning at the Sefer Chovat HaTalmidim, it's always good to read the first page to see how the author or the people of his generation called the book. So first of all, it's called Kuntres, like this small compilation. Chovat HaTalmidim, the obligation of the students. Matarato, its purpose. Lachdor, to penetrate. L'tochiyot HaTalmid, to the insides of the student. Legalot et nafsho, to discover his soul. Lehotziah, to bring it out. V'lehadricha b'Torah, and to guide it in Torah, v'avodah, and in service. B'dachei ha-chasidut, in the ways of the chasidut. V'lekoshra b'Hashem, and to tie, to bond his soul, to bind his soul with God. Im tzivuyim v'azarot, with commandments, with warnings. Litnaheg b'Him, the instructions how to behave. B'machshava dibur u'maseh, in thought, speech, and action. Gam nilvu elav shlosha ma'amarim. Also, we've added to it three articles. Leve'er ma'at min sitrei chasidut, to clarify a little bit of the secrets of chasidut. V'ikarei ha'kabbalah, and the fundamentals of Kabbalah. Hanchutzim la'avodat ha'chasidut, that are necessary for doing chasidut service. L'talmidim ve'avrechim, l'kol achad kefi matzavo, for students and for young married students, each one according to his situation. Okay, so that is the cover page. Now we move forward. Siach im hamlamdim ve'avot habanim, a conversation with the teachers and the fathers of children. Shlomo ha-melech amar b'mishlei, King Solomon said in Proverbs, chanoch lanar al pi dorko, educate each child according to his way. Gam ki yaskin lo yasur mimena, and so as he ages, he won't leave it. Zehu ikar ha-chinuch, this is the fundamental of chinuch. Shelo bilvad b'sha'a sha'anar nar, not only when the lad is a lad, v'yad aviv odat tkifa alav, and his father's hand is still firm upon him. Yishma lo v'yasek mitzvotav, he'll listen to him and do as he says. Rakam k'sheyagdil v'hu b'yoshuto, but also when he ages and he's in his own right, afki yazkin, even when he becomes an old man, lo yasu mimena, he won't turn away from it. Ki hachinuch lo tzibui levadu, for bringing up our children, chinuch isn't only a commandment, shem tzavet b'no talmido ase kach v'kach, that he orders his son or student, you do this, you do that. Gam lo adegel bilvadu, nor is it only a flag, shemargilo gam lo hergel bilvadu, nor is it just a habit, shemargilo lasot masim tovim, that you get him in the habit of doing good things. Yoter gadol v'yoter poel min hatzivui u'min hergel hu hachinuch. Chinuch, the educating of our children, is greater and more active than just telling them what to do or getting them into the habit of doing things. V'shnei eile hatzivui v'hergel, and these two, just giving orders or getting them into habits, rak leitashmishoim, they are just the tools of chinuch, shamchanech muchach lishtamesh b'em, that the educator has to use these tools, litzavoto, to demand of a student, ulargilo, and to get the student into habits, kedei lechancho b'derech Hashem, in order to get them educated in the ways of Hashem. The word chinuch still needs to be defined. I'm translating it as educated, but it's, we're going to have to see whether that's the correct translation. So his first point is that chinuch is not just telling him what to do or getting him into the habit of doing something. Those are two tools that you use in order to do chinuch. What is chinuch? So that's what he'll explain in the next paragraph. Do we continue or we pause here? Okay. Ki etevat chinuch mefaresh Rashi Zal. For the word chinuch, Rashi explains, על הפסוק בנה בית ולא חנכו, on the verse that says, who is the person who built the home and was not מחנך the home? What does it mean, was not מחנך? Rashi says, חינוך לשון התחלה. חינוך is the, means to begin. So that verse means, who is it that built the home and did not begin living in it? עד כאן לשונו הקדושה. Till here is Rashi's holy language, that חינוך means the beginning. ופשוט, and obviously, שלא על כל ההתחלה יאמר לשון חינוך, that it doesn't mean that every beginning deserves the term חינוך. כמו במתחיל Gnut umseyem b'shevach. Like when we say the Haggadah on Pesach night, we begin with our history, our disgraceful history, and we conclude with our praiseful evolvement. Shomer Tagmara, that the Talmud says, Al Sedra Haggadah b'Pesach, that the order of recounting our Exodus on Passover should be, Lo yomru mechanech b'gnut. You wouldn't, so when they said begin with our disgraceful past, they wouldn't say be mechanech with our disgraceful past, because we begin with that, the word chinuch doesn't literally mean to begin. Not every beginning can be called chinuch. V'chen etzel ha-Sanhedrin, and so too when the Talmud says that the courts, the way they take a vote is shematchilin, just a second. Shematchilin min hatzad. That the Talmud says they start the count, they start the vote from the smallest in the courts. So he won't be affected by what the greater people say. So when it says they start the count, they start the vote, it doesn't say lo yomu mechanchin min hatzad. It doesn't say you do chinuch from the smallest one. The word chinuch doesn't literally mean to start. We can't use it any time that we would use the word start. Aval beparshat lech lecha, but in parshas lech lecha, mefaresh Rashi lanu yoter. There Rashi explains a little bit more. And over there where it says that Avram went to war, he took with him chanichav. He took those who he did chinuch to, what we might call his disciples. So Rashi explains, what does the word chanichav mean? Shechinchu lemitzvot, that he was mechanech them to do mitzvot, and there Rashi adds, vehu leshon, and the word chinuch means hatchalat knisat ha'adam, the beginning of entering a person, okli, or a vessel, leumanut shu atid la'amod ba, that to the trade that he will stand in the future. Veken chanoch lana'ar, and so too is the definition of the word chanoch lana'ar. Chanoch, the lad, what does it mean, chanoch? It means start him off in the future path he will be on. Chanukat ha-mizbeach, the inauguration of the altar, means start off the altar in the trade that the altar will do in the future. Chanukat ha-bayit, inauguration of the home. Again, the word chinuch, like chanukah, means to start off in what it will continue doing ultimately. Ad kan lishono. Till here is what Rashi says. אבל אף על האומן המתחיל במלאכה לא יאמרו לשון חינוך. But even a person, a tradesman who starts doing a job, we don't use the term חינוך על התחלתו, אם כבר יכולו את אומנותו. We don't say that he is starting his work when he starts to work in the beginning of the day if he already knows how to do the trade. The word חינוך doesn't mean to begin the actual act that the tradesman does. גם על הבית שמתחילים לבנותו לא ייפול הלשון חינוך הבית. And the house, when you start building a house, we don't say you're מחנך the house, that's the inauguration of the house. רק על מי שבא ללמוד עצמו אומנות. Only if a person comes to apprentice, he's coming to learn the trade, then we use the term חינוך. ועל תשמיש הבית שכבר נבנה, and on the beginning use of a home that's already been built, there נופל הלשון חינוך, we use the word חינוך, the inauguration. וזה דיוק לשון רשי. And that's how we have to take note of Rashi's exact language, that Rashi said, התחלת, the beginning of use of something שועתיד לעמוד בה, that he will in the future stand to that task. לא על האומנות והמלאכה, he isn't talking about the trade or the work, רק על האדם, but he's talking about the person. חינוך is the beginning of the person, על ההכשרה, אשר נמצאה בכוח בקרב האדם למלאכה זו או זו. To the refining of the strength that is within the person to do a certain task. Meaning, he has the potential. We have to bring out that potential. When we bring out that potential, that is what is chinuch. Chinuch is not just his beginning to act that way, his beginning to do the job. No. Chinuch is the beginning of bringing out from him his potential to do that task. And on the when you start, you inaugurate the house or a vessel for this use or that use, there you use the word chinuch. Teva le'atzmai tevat chinuch. The word chinuch is its own independent word. V'ne'emra al hotza'ata hachshara asher ba'adam o bakli min hakoach el hapol. And the word chinuch is a reference to bringing the potential to fruition, the potential of a person or the potential of a vessel. Im lo notzia, if we don't bring out this potential, tishael behelim, so then the potential remains hidden. V'tzichim anu lehotzia v'lechanech et ha'ish hazeh sheyaseh lebal melacha zo. And what we do when we are mechanech, we are bringing out the potential of a person to be a craftsman of this trade. V'abayit o akli letashmisham, or the house or the vessel for this use. Kol cheder letashmisho shehu mukshar, every room to the use that it is prepared for, v'akli letashmisho shehu mukshar, and the vessel to the use that it is prepared for. So the point that he's making, he started with chanoch lanar al pidarko, do chinuch to the child according to the path that fits him. And now he went on to define that chinuch does not mean telling him what to do or getting him in the habit of doing, but rather chinuch is taking his potential and bringing it from potential to action. When we start bringing out his potential, that is when we start being mechanech, which we might educate loosely as to educate. And Bezachem, next time we'll continue with this definition.